Epilogue. Mabel was too tired to fly them away from Luton, so instead they caught a late train, and she leaned against his shoulder and appeared to doze as dark platforms passed them in the night. Robert was aware of the weight, the warmth, and the hum of war from her chest. It would have been romantic if he wasn't so afraid of her. She stirred as they approached King's Cross, snuggling into him, forgetting herself, perhaps. Starting to talk, opening herself, perhaps. Though the sentences were fragments washing over him as the train slowed to a stop. I've been alone most of my life. I escaped captivity before I knew what it was. Forced to live amongst strangers. They never accepted me. Even as one of their kind, I lived for my mission, for these memories. They're mine alone. I can't share them with anyone. You've shared some memories with me. The doors bleeped open, and they disentangled. No, she said, standing up. Not even with you. Not by choice. I'm secretive that way. They got off the train and onto the platform, standing like parting lovers, off to war, perhaps. I could help you, Robert said, knowing that he couldn't. I'm sorry about the pain you suffered. I can't cure you. But perhaps this will help Balaclava go away. She leaned in and kissed him lightly on the lips. With one last meaning look, she walked away. Robert watched her go, wishing that there was some steam. Electric trains just didn't cut it. He wondered briefly if he should follow her. But he didn't. He just stood and watched her go, feeling the touch on his lips and the smell of bakering fade. Slowly. Gentleman Jim met her at one of the many branches of W. H. Smith's in the station, pretending to read a Financial Times. "Hello, Angel," said goodbye. "Yes, he's sweet." "Yeah, he'll do. I've tipped the wink to his nibs." "So soon. Seems a bit of a waste. I mean, do we really have to drive him insane?"
"Orders is orders, and well, it's something to do."
The two trolls watched Robert leave the platform and order a cup of tea from a kiosk. As he struggled to find change, Gentleman Jim started to whistle a tune. Something to do with paper moons.